I'm Ashley Clare, and welcome to Science, Spirituality, and Everything in Between. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me again today. Today's episode is going to be a really, really fun one. I'm going to be talking about my past life story that affected this lifetime the most. I was actually one of those kids with past life trauma going on when I was around the ages of 2 and 3, and we had no idea what was going on, and I was curious, deeply curious, over the last 10 years, what on earth had happened to me for me to act that way as a child, because I started hearing about people with past lives and kids that came back with stories and were able to trace it to their old lives, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is tied in somehow, some way, this was a past life for me, somehow, and I didn't figure it out until just a couple months ago when I was in the middle of a healing session that lasted 4 hours where my subconscious actually took me into this past life, and it was extreme and everything was spinning and oh my gosh, it was insane. But I'm going to share that story with you today because it is extremely intense and like, what on earth? So let me start from the beginning saying that when I was 2 and 3 years old, I was obsessed with the movie The Little Mermaid. Absolutely obsessed, okay? Which of course is pretty normal. What's not normal, however, is that I would, in the middle of the night, start bawling, crying, completely inconsolable, could not calm me down, heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching crying as a 2 and 3 year old. Just seriously could not be calmed down because King Triton didn't want Ariel to marry Eric. It's a little weird. That's a little weird, especially considering in the end it all worked out in that movie and that Ariel did marry Prince Eric. It's just a movie. What is going on there? But no, I would consistently be completely inconsolable, gut-wrenching crying, and my mom would be trying to calm me down in the middle of the night, and I would just cry for hours and hours, this gut-wrenching, heart-wrenching cry, upset about King Triton not wanting Ariel to marry Eric. So that, red flags everywhere. What is going on? Like, what is going on with this 2-year-old? Like, the other movies didn't do that to me. And I was obsessed with The Little Mermaid. Another past life red flag there when I was 2 years old. I have a friend named Eric. I'd go have play dates with him, and before I would play with him, I would make him marry me, fakely marry me, in my Ariel wedding dress costume that I had every day before we'd play. So that's also very, very strange, and the trauma was running deep and deeply tied in with Ariel and Ariel being me and me needing to marry Eric, and I had a friend named Eric, and so I guess my 2-year-old brain was just like, yeah, this is fine, I'm just gonna marry Eric every day, and I saw him every day, and then we can play and do whatever, and it's all good and normal. So that's just bizarre. Another thing is that I came into this life and desperately wanted to get married. Like, since a kid, I knew that that was what I wanted to do. Like, that was goals, which is also just a little bizarre. I understand Disney movies and things can sway you that way, but the way that I was dead set on it and then was throughout the rest of my life, kind of intense. I actually got married early. We'll get to that. So, here is what I found my past life was. In this healing session, my subconscious took me into it, and I was the daughter of a baker family. They were baking, and they owned their little bake shop on the street, and they were so proud of it, and we lived upstairs in this bake shop, and the roads were stone. Almost like if you've ever gone to Pompeii and the roads are stone, the roads were just a bunch of stones put together. Everyone just kind of walked everywhere, or it was horses and horse-drawn carriages. I don't know if carriage is actually the right word. I don't know if that's a fancier word than what I'm thinking of, but it was horse-drawn transportation. I was the daughter of a baker family, and they were not wealthy. They were pretty poor, but they made it, and they were extremely, extremely proud of their work ethic. That was everything that they had, was that they had started this bakery from scratch. They made bread every day for the little town people, and that is what they did. That was what they were proud of, and they wanted me to work really, really hard to make a decent living. That was their whole thing. They were super proud of themselves for it, their whole personality. Now, in this place that I lived, it may have been like Italy. It looked pretty Mediterranean, but I have no idea where it was. Wherever I lived, it was a coastal village, and there was a bridge that went over some water. And when you went over that bridge, it took you to the richer side of town. So I was on the poorer side of town, and then there was a richer side of town, and it was all coastal and all one village. So in this lifetime, as a child, I had met this boy that actually lived on the richer side of town and what I would call a castle. It was not super castly. I would call it a low-key castle because it was on the beach. The way that the architecture was, it's a low-key castle that he lived in. Well, I had always loved playing with him. I could see throughout my entire life, us as teenagers, we started getting feelings for each other. Now, here's where I see where it started tying in trauma with Ariel. Because first of all, castle on the beach. Eric lived in a castle on the beach, okay? When I was growing up, I decided that I was gonna go marry whoever that boy was that I had fallen in love with. My family was horribly, horribly against it. They were like, you cannot do that. They did not want me to grow up and live my life the way that he lived, where you didn't really have to work hard. And I mean, he had servants and he had all kinds of stuff going on over there where he didn't really have to work hard. They were just affluent, big money servants, but I loved him and he loved me. So I was just like, you know what? I'm sorry. I gotta go. I'm like this young adult and I'm like, I gotta go. My family was straight up like, we will disown you if you leave. If you leave and you decide to marry that boy, you're never coming back. We will disown you. And I was like, gotta do what I gotta do. So I went and I hopped in the horse-drawn carriage with him and we left one night and we went over that bridge and I never went back over that bridge to that side of town again. I never saw my family in that village again. So we went to the richer side of the village and I could see that I was in his house and his family didn't really like me because his family looked at me like I was poor and that he needed to marry someone of their wealth. And my subconscious took me back to all these times where me and him were like having a powwow and we were like, it's okay. We love each other. We'll run off if we need to. We'll have nothing if we need to. We're gonna make this work no matter what. We love each other. We were talking about how we're gonna have kids. We were talking about everything. I could see that all in the background while we were talking about like, oh yeah, like we'll move across town, we'll start all over. But all in the background we were like, it's fine though, we'll get a wing of his house. If they really don't like it, we'll just have a wing of his house, which was a low-key castle. And that's just what we assumed was going to happen, was we were just going to go ahead and do our own thing and we were just going to get a wing of the family home castle. And they were just going to leave us alone about it because we were in love and we wanted to be together. So that's just what it was. Well, that was incorrect. So then I could see myself at dinner with his family. And it was just this long table in this dining room with all of these windows, which actually kind of reminded me of the bathroom. If you remember in The Little Mermaid, when Ariel's having that whole scene where they're like washing her clothes and putting her in the bathtub, the way that those windows are were the way that the windows in their dining room were. So I don't know what kind of architecture that was, but it was a bunch of little tiny windows. Just like that bathroom in Prince Eric's castle in the cartoon, but it was the dining room in their real life house in this past life. So we're sitting at this dining room. It's this super, super long table. Me and whoever this boy that I was in love with are sitting on one side of the table, him on the head of the table, and then his father was sitting on the other, and his mom was sitting to the right of his father. And we had told the family that I was here now and that we planned on getting married and that he had asked me to be his wife and that we love each other and that we were just going to make this happen. Well, that didn't go over super well at all. Because again, his family didn't like me because of my financial status and that I was just like some village bread girl daughter. His dad was actually... I don't know what happened in the middle of that meal in between, because then next all I saw was his dad was so angry that he was stabbing his fork on the fine china and scraping it
through his food, scraping it. And his mom was kind of looking like, yikes, this is going to be bad. His mom was sympathetic with me the whole time. Also didn't really like me, but was sympathetic because she loved her son. So his dad was just fuming. I mean, scary, angry, fuming. And he ended up excusing himself from the table and leaving. So me and his mom and him, we all just finished up our awkward dinner. Later that night, me and him were talking about how it's all gonna be okay. Seriously, we will just go run off and decide we're married anyway if we need to, if we can't get everybody's approval, and if we can't use his parents' money for the whole ceremony or anything like that. It's gonna be just fine. Worst case scenario, we just go on the beach and call ourselves married, which is ironic because that's what I did in this current life when I was 16. I was so in love with someone that we decided we wanted to get married, and I just went into the forest and we decided we were married. Like, not legally or anything. We just decided we were married. Then when I turned 18, we actually legally got married. But yeah, so that's just ironic how that past life affected this life too, because same kind of difference. Parents didn't approve anywhere, and we decided, you know what, we're just gonna get married. Last life, it didn't work that way. So back to the past life, me and him were in a room and we were talking about our future and we were talking about how this is going to be amazing either way. And the next day he was going to go out on a ship with his father, which was extremely normal. Going out on a ship, normal business, that's what they did. They went on a ship and they did something, I don't know, and they'd come back and that was just totally normal. So we were actually discussing about how perfect it'll be, how he'll be on the ship with his father tomorrow and he can talk to him and talk some sense into him and get him more on our side and get him more like, no, it's okay, like we're going to get married, this is totally fine, have him understand that we're in love and understand that it's okay. So we were super excited about it, talked about it for so long that night that the next morning it was just going to go great. He was going to talk to his dad. Everything was going to be fine. He was going to understand. Well, the next morning comes and he goes off on the ship with his dad and I'm like, okay, bye. I'll see you later. You know, it's all good. Total normal business for them to just be going off on a ship. No problems here. And I hang out on the beach and around the castle, just kind of waiting for him to come back. And then it's not him that I see when they come back. The ship comes back in and I'm all excited and I'm waiting for him. And his dad comes off the ship. And his dad looks at me and he tells me that I won't be marrying his son because he killed him and he's dead. At that point, I'm just not even believing it. I'm not even believing it. There's no way. This makes no sense at all. I just saw him this morning. No, that doesn't make sense. You don't just kill your son. That doesn't make any sense. So I'm not comprehending it at all. Not comprehending it at all. A couple hours go by, and I mean, he's really not coming back. He's really not on that ship, and he's really not there. And everything that I wanted, everything, my whole life, it was all gone, in my opinion, at that time. It was just all gone. I had left my family and gotten disowned and couldn't go back. I gave up everything, and I was so excited, and now it was all gone. So you can see where the tie comes from. And Ariel there, where Ariel was from the sea and wasn't allowed where the shore was. And I was from a bread family that wasn't a fan of the wealthy people. And I fell in love and I went over to the wealthy people. And then King Triton ties in with his dad because his dad killed him in order for him to not marry me. And that's pretty freaking traumatic. So the rest of that lifetime, their mom was like, you can stay at the castle. So I lived in a room at their little low-key castle, and I worked for them as a servant. And their dad abused me. And further, and I just spent my entire life being sad. I spent my entire rest of my lifetime sad and being used and being a servant. And just not even ever trying again. I was just like, my life's destroyed. And I never tried again to be happy. I never tried to go back to my family. I never tried to leave the castle. Everything had just been so taken from me and so stripped from me in that lifetime that I just gave up. I completely gave up. And that's how I spent the rest of my life. One day when I was, I think, about the age of 27, which ironically is the age that I was when I learned about this past life. But when I was about the age of 27, his dad used me as he did and then stabbed me in my left side with a dagger or something, some kind of, I would assume that's what it's called. It seemed like a little tiny sword. And I died and I just bled out. And I remember thinking, what a relief. Like, what a relief, because everything was awful. Oh, goodness. Yeah. And so that is what caused all the aerial trauma when I was a younger child. And that is why I was so upset. But it made so much sense, because his house was a low-key castle with the same type of architecture. I lived in a village where over a bridge, everybody was basically unwealthy and poor and just normal peasant townsfolk. That's where I came from. And then, of course, I ended up moving to the wealthier, affluent area where those are like two whole different worlds. Kind of like how ocean over to land, like it wasn't something that I was supposed to be doing. I got disowned by my family. And then, of course, King Triton was just kind of the guy that I loved's dad, but it totally went south, unlike the Little Mermaid movie. So yeah, no wonder I came back as a 2-year-old desperately, desperately crying and wanting to marry my friend Eric every day before we played. Yeah, that tracks. I'm really glad that this lifetime is better than that last one. I ended up releasing all of the stuck energy that was in me and all the extreme trauma from that lifetime that had been affecting me in this lifetime. I released it all. I acknowledged that it wasn't for me in this lifetime and that I'd been carrying it around from another lifetime, and that it was okay, because even though in that lifetime everything seemed like it was awful and I had given up, now I'm here again in a beautiful different lifetime. And so it really is okay. Everything is okay no matter what. So yeah, that was a past life that has affected my current life the most. And I spent like a decade wondering what actually happened, and every single guess that I had for why I acted that way at the ages of 2 and 3 and why I was so obsessed with The Little Mermaid, I was completely dead wrong about all of my guesses when I actually got to experience my past life through my subconscious. No wonder. It all just makes sense. And now my ear is ringing. But yeah, I really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and thank you so much for watching. I love you all so much.
Thank you so much for watching Science, Spirituality, and Everything in Between. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it.